Bissonnette's parents moved to Wrangell after he graduated high school in Aniak, a village of 500 residents that sits along the banks of the Kuskokwim River, accessible only by air, boat, or snow machine. Bissonnette graduated from Aniak High School in 1994 and is now 36 years old. But Aniak residents proudly remember him at a younger age.
I remember him being a smart kid, friendly.
Albert Lamont Jr. still lives in Aniak and knew Bissonnette growing up.
I was a bit older than he was, and, you know, he responded well to older kids and adults. And, you know, he was just a pretty forthright guy, looked you in the face when he was talking to you. And in my opinion, he was a pretty good guy.
He was 1,000% reliable.
That's Albertson's father, Lamont Albertson Sr. He employed Bissonnette for his fish guiding business when Bissonnette was a teenager. Albertson says he would haul freight or people on the local river systems, which could be tricky.
You know, they have all sorts of sweepers and all sorts of shallow water and gravel bars and stuff like that. It just took a little intelligence and good judgment to be able to run them successfully, particularly with a load of freight, which I know I remember him taking up for me one time, and we had the boat loaded right down. And he just was a man. He was a young man at his age as a teenager with absolutely great judgment.
Albertson Jr. says Bissonnette played basketball at the local high school, but what he really remembers about him was that he was an exceptional paintball player. He says Bissonnette's father, who was a local magistrate, would get kids together to play in the woods, and the future Navy SEAL was just really good at it.
Good tactical maneuver in the forest, and he was, like, pretty much uncatchable. He would hide and stake out an area, and, you know, he just never lost. He was a pretty good guy in the woods with a gun.
Albertson says he wasn't very surprised to hear that he was involved with bin Laden's death. He says over the years, the town would hear rumors about Bissonnette being involved with other high-profile events, like the 2009 rescue of the American ship captain from Somali pirates. Bissonnette enlisted in the military in 1998 and rose through the ranks until he became Chief Special Warfare Operator in 2007. Throughout his military career, he received 20 awards and decorations, including the Purple Heart and a Bronze Star with Valor. He now lives in California. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.